This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson and Brett Tannehill. We're glad to be back this week with a new episode following our quarantine period. Today, Paul Harrison tells an old story of a man whose mind was made up.
Stubborn things. Human thinking and behavior and laws change, but some things stay the same and are impervious to social manipulation. For example, we have come to understand that smoking tobacco is harmful, that it leads to many diseases and contributes to the death of many. As this became clear, we changed how we thought about cigarettes and we put new laws in place. We began to engage in social engineering, forcing tobacco manufacturers to print warning labels on their products. We restricted advertising and, in general, applied social pressure to discourage and stigmatize smoking. But now imagine that for some reason we changed our minds. Say we started putting smoking on the list of healthy activities, such as exercise and eating right. Imagine packages of Marlboro that said, "The Surgeon General has determined that smoking is great for your health and will perhaps add years to your life." I ask you, in this imaginary scenario, would the realities that accompany smoking change? Would it suddenly become health-giving to puff away on a pack of smokes? Would the fact that we changed our language and laws and social attitudes regarding tobacco have one iota of impact on what smoking is and does to the human body? It is helpful for us to remember that while we humans are blessed with the freedom to alter our thinking and behavior, we nonetheless live with certain givens, parameters, if you will, and these stubborn things are true whatever we may think or say or do. So as free beings, we could choose to be rude and arrogant, and we could even decide to call it tough and self-confident, and maybe we could even convince many to come along and agree with us. But arrogance and rudeness would still be low and bad, whatever we say to the contrary. Clear-thinking philosophers still say that some things are not subjective, like one's preference for vanilla or chocolate, but are rather objective, objectively true. If you step off your roof, gravity will do its work, however much you may wish or think otherwise. This is the case for politicians, scientists, mathematicians, and moralists. Religious people often attribute these stubborn things to a deity or to deities, but one need not be religious to recognize that some things just are the way they are, whatever we humans wish or say otherwise. To take that otherwise approach in the face of these stubborn things is to be like the man who somehow concluded he was dead. "Yes," I said, "he thought he was dead. His family told him it wasn't true. They said, 'You're not dead, you're alive.' But he was resistant to their instruction. So they hatched a plan to rid him of his delusion. They urged him toward the conclusion that dead men don't bleed. They taught him anatomy and how the heart works and how it circulates blood. Through books and logic, they led him to conclude that indeed dead men do not bleed. And at just that moment of seeing the light, his wife took a straight pin and stuck it into his hand. And, of course, a small trickle of blood began to flow. The man immediately said, 'I'll be. Dead men do bleed after all.'"
Sundial contributor Paul Harrison has been a pastor at Madison Free Will Baptist Church since 2015. He also created and still maintains a database that indexes published sermons. Although he moved here from Tennessee, he's been married to Diane, an Alabama girl, for 40 years. You can hear all of the Sundial episodes online by clicking on the Sundial Writers tab at WLRH.org. You can hear the Sundial Writers Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on WLRH 89.3 in Huntsville.